Steve, in the game for long, long spells, but lost it 1-0. There's a trend developing here.
Yeah, a trend that's is very frustrating. We don't like. You know, 4-1-0s. They've had one chance, one mistake, took the goal. And they've not created anything else. And we've had 25 crosses, number of three or four very good chances. And again, we haven't scored. And it's the, as you say, it's the pattern of the last four games, even previous to that. And that's the difference. They've got players, you know, who've, I don't know, they've scored about 25 goals and two of them have scored 23 between them. And you could tell that today. Can't fault the players, their effort going forward. 25 crosses, chances, they've had one, we lose the game.
Are you literally in the hands of those who are doing the deals? Are you just waiting for somebody to pick up a phone and say to you, right, we've got somebody through the door?
I mean, that's going on behind the scenes and nice and quietly, and my focus is on really this week, Manchester United Tuesday. We're disappointed with this. I felt the boys were terrific. The game plan, we played three at the back, we controlled the game, and I couldn't fault them. And we've got to move on to Tuesday. So, yeah, there's you know, things going on behind the scenes. I've just got to focus on the field.
You used the phrase there, nice and quietly. Does it not need to happen quicker? I mean, you know, everybody knows what the team's crying out for. You know, as you say, you've lost four on the bounce there, 1-0. You're creating chances in games, but there's no one to put them in the back of the net.
That's a frustrating thing. We just got to continue playing like that. And, you know, we're on a parallel where we know the window's open, but we also know that we've got games, and that's my focus. Tuesday night, Manchester United.
This is not doubly frustrating for you, though, because it's undermining your position all the time. You know, you're losing games of football. You know, people are thinking, well, hang on a minute, is he the guy for the job? And yet you've not got those players available to you who really should be available to you.
I mean, you've seen the performance, even the last four games, all the way through. We've had two disappointing performances, Leicester and Crystal Palace. Since then, the attitude's been fantastic, the effort, the lads are trying. We're creating. You know, we've scored goals and won games. The last four, we haven't scored goals. I can understand everybody's frustrated and angry. And this is where we all have to be, and especially myself, we have to be patient. And we have to use our experience to know that, I've just said to them in the dressing room, we cannot do much else than what we're doing. And we've just got to keep going. And some things, various things, will have to happen for it to turn.
And you field pretty much your strongest side. You know, you promised to take this cup seriously. You clearly did that.
Clearly did that. You know, I don't think there can be any gripes from anybody at Newcastle to say that we didn't come here to win the game. We came here to win the game. We did enough to win the game. We couldn't do any more. And it's very frustrating. I thought, you know, we fielded the same team. We tried something different. We played three at the back. Against, and I thought we dominated. I thought, you know, the game plan was superb. But everything is about what you do at one end and sticking the ball in the net at the other.
And sadly, the goal's a gift. And sadly, it falls to a player who's probably been your best player this season, Wijnaldum.
Absolutely. And you know, that's the way that we were playing. We wanted to control possession, control the ball. We did that. We frustrated them. It was a very difficult field to play football on, but we did it. Some great football, and we got punished for one mistake, and you know, teams might make mistakes at the other end, and we're not punishing them.